It's time for our elementary update, brought to you this morning by Honor Credit Union. And today we swing over to Jennings Elementary in Quincy and welcome in Principal Ron Olmsted. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
After the holiday break, after the big snowstorm, this is a first full week back for everybody. Are the kids adapting okay?
It is a full week, and the kids are very resilient. It does seem like a long week to start here, as we are only in Wednesday, but our kids really are pretty resilient. I had a feeling that they were a little bit antsy and needed to get back to school.
Yeah, a little cabin fever going on.
Absolutely.
So. You had some great stuff happening just before the holiday break, though, too.
We did. We had several things taking place here in the building. A couple of events as we continue to think about community service and serving the wider community. We were engaged with some of the other elementaries and schools within the county in Feeding Branch County, where our students by grade level collected various food items to support the food bank here. So a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for kids to actually donate food for needy families in the community during the holidays. So that excellent event for the kids. We also ended the break with Breakfast with Santa, and we had a wonderful turnout where we entertained over 200 students to enjoy breakfast and some activities, as well as the meeting with Santa, which is always a big deal for the kids.
All right. So upcoming, you've got your Oreo Week.
Oreo Week is this coming week here. And at the elementary, we get excited about some things, usually and traditionally have kids do special dress days to support Oreo Week.
All right. It's very cool stuff. And also, you touched on it a little bit, but I know the big theme has been character education for the kids, hasn't it?
We have. And at the Quincy Community Schools, we have always been engaged in character education. This year, we actually are in cooperation with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence, who is supporting and funding some of our character education and bringing back some of the standards in which we teach. So we have lots of good character education instruction that's supported through outreach into the community. And we're very fortunate to have that cooperation with the coalition, and actually receive some character education from outside of the teaching community here.
All right, hey, real quick, recess for kids. What standard do you use for temperatures or wind chills or those kinds of things? Whether the kids go outside or have inside recess at Jennings?
We do have a standard, and we know that recess, outside recess, is very important, and we do have two recesses per day for children. Again, with the thought process of using that for physical education as well as a brain break. So our standard here is 10 degrees or below would be the benchmark to stay inside. That would include the wind chill.
Okay, all right. So we're at nine above right now with the wind chill. So
yes, and kids would be staying in unless it gets above 10 degrees.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. All right, Ron, thanks for the update, and we will stay in touch, all right?
All right, Ken, take care.
All right, bye-bye now. Ron Olmsted, who's the principal at Jennings Elementary in Quincy, with us on this edition of our Elementary Update.